This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Saturday, February 5th, 2022. I'm Caleb Brown. Joe Biden wants the U.S. to be a leader in producing renewable energy technology, but for some reason, he's decided to keep tariffs on materials for solar panels that were left over from the Trump administration. Gabriella Beaumont-Smith is a trade policy analyst at the Cato Institute. She says it's time to let the solar tariffs die.
So in 2018, President Trump imposed tariffs and tariff rate quotas on solar cells and solar panels. And what are solar cells? Solar cells are the part of solar panels that convert sunlight into electricity. So the tariffs that were imposed are what are known as safeguard tariffs, and they are imposed under the guise of preventing or remedying serious injury to the domestic industry as more import competition arises. And Trump set these tariffs on a schedule over 4 years, starting at 30% in 2018 and ending at 18% in 2021. Now, this week, these tariffs are supposed to be expiring, so President Biden can choose whether to extend them or whether to do nothing, and we will have these tariffs no more.
So you're telling me that any day now, Joe Biden could announce something to render this podcast useless to my audience. Is that basically what you're saying?
No, because there have been reports that President Biden will maintain these tariffs. The USITC, the International Trade Commission, put out a report in December. It was a 586-page report that promoted maintaining these tariffs for another 4 years. They would leave them at the current rate, 18%, for four more years and would slightly reduce the tariff rate. And I really mean very slightly, something like 0.25 percentage points. And the problem with this really is these tariffs have not helped to safeguard the industry. The domestic manufacturing industry in solar has said that they need these tariffs to create jobs in America, but that hasn't happened. In fact, we've seen a loss of 6,000 jobs since these tariffs were implemented. So they're just not even doing what they're supposed to be doing. So there's little point in maintaining them.
So what was the Trump team argument for imposing them in the first place? You know, there are a variety of reasons that administrations or Congress would impose a tariff. You know, I remember not fondly George W. Bush on his way out the door imposing tariffs on French cheese. I thought, well, that's really pointless. And it's clearly punitive, right? There is no Roquefort industry in the United States. And Trump, it seems, a lot of the tariffs that he imposed, they seemed more punitive than they were industrial policy. Joe Biden seems more like a guy who would engage in tariffs as industrial policy. Is that about right?
I'm not sure that I would say these tariffs in particular are punitive. President Trump liked to use tariffs to illustrate that he was being protective for the American industries. And I think that's what we are seeing here with these solar tariffs. The U.S. solar industry has been struggling for a long time. But I think part of the reason why that has been the case is because there are so many bad policies in place since before Trump's term. In 2012, a trade dispute began with China in the solar industry that resulted in retaliation from China's behalf, and it's been an absolute mess. And then Trump came in not only by imposing these tariffs to safeguard the industry, but the other tariffs he imposed have also affected the industry. The Section 301 tariffs on Chinese products have affected the industry. The steel and aluminum tariffs have been particularly impactful because both steel and aluminum are vital components for producing solar cells and solar panels. So there's just so many avenues that President Biden could be taking to resolve the issues that the domestic solar industry is feeling. And I think he should go much further than just removing the or not maintaining these 201 tariffs, the safeguard tariffs. He should also be removing the Section 232 tariffs, the Section 301 tariffs. And given that it's so important to President Biden that he wants to help improve the environment and climate change, he should be removing tariffs on environmental goods. The U.S. is a leader in environmental innovation, and there are actually very high tariffs on these products. So if the U.S. removed those too, that would really help President Biden reach his climate goals.
All right. So domestic industries need inputs in order to produce their things that they then sell. The U.S., as you said, is a leading producer of innovation in the environmental space. And yet we have President Joe Biden, who is maintaining Trump-era tariffs again on products that could help bolster U.S. industries that produce those things. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And the other crazy thing about these, so much of the focus on these tariffs has been to do with China. But our top trading partners when it comes to solar products have been Malaysia, South Korea, and Vietnam. So, you know, President Biden should be ignoring any rhetoric to do with China and should merely be focusing on what is good for America, and that would be to not maintain these tariffs and remove the other tariffs that he has maintained.
Gabriella Beaumont-Smith is a trade policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and give a rating to the Cato Daily Podcast on your podcast platform of choice, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.